4:47 here on the Afternoon News Service. Welcome back in. Time to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. Locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. When you go to sticksandstuff.com, you can take a look through all of their products, through all of their top-notch departments. You can also hit the careers tab and see if they've got the job that could be the next best step in your professional career. And joining us now from the floor of Sticks and Stuff is Kyle. Kyle, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. The month's going away and the pollen's coming out. So
yeah,
we're getting there.
Absolutely. We are getting there. Talk to me about what you guys are working on right now.
So I just wanted to pump some information out there, pun intended, about sump pumps. This time of year, a lot of people come in with standard questions about sump pumps, and a lot of them kind of are confused about which one is right for them. So every winter / spring, when everything starts to melt, obviously, if there's still ice and the ground is frozen, the water only has one place to go, which unfortunately is generally into people's basements. So I just wanted to take a minute and talk about the right choices if you have that problem. So there's two basic types of sump pumps. There's a temporary sump pump and there's a permanently installed sump pump. Biggest difference is a temporary sump pump is much smaller and you actually have to sit there. You plug it in while it runs. There's no automatic switch, so you have to babysit it, because if it runs out of water and you walk away from the house, it's going to burn itself out. So these smaller pumps are generally used for like winterizing campers in the fall, getting a little bit of extra water off of your pool cover, things like that. A lot of people who have trouble with water in their basement all the time need a permanently installed sump pump. And the biggest difference is the discharge size on those. They can handle a lot more water, and there's an automatic float. So when the water reaches a certain height, the pump will kick on, pump the water out, and then the float will turn it off once it runs out of water. One big thing what people need to think about is if it's a pump that runs often, they need to have a check valve on top of it, because 9 times out of 10, if your pump burns up, it's because it's trying to run when there's not enough water there. So what a check valve does is you thread it on the top of your pump, and then you can attach your discharge tube to the top of that. When your pump shuts off, any of the water that is still in the discharge size doesn't run back down towards the pump and cause it to short cycle, kick on and off and on and off, because the only thing that cools down a sump pump is the water that's around it.
That sounds like an unbelievable education we just got here in 60 seconds.
The other thing that you want to make sure of is don't try to pump anything like kerosene, fuel oil, or gasoline through a standard sump pump, because they are not rated for it, and they do spark, they do arc, and that could be all kinds of bad. And the second thing that I will tell everyone to save yourself time and money is the first time that you put your pump in, you're going to want to prime it. So fill it with water before you plug it in. That way it starts off pumping water and not air.
Well, there you go. Everything you need to know about sump pumps in a minute and 30 seconds. And I imagine if you have more specific questions to your situation, you can just go right into Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber and speak with Kyle or somebody just like him, and they'll have you covered. So, Kyle, anything else we need to know before I cut you loose for the day?
Nope. Enjoy that sunshine, everybody, and go Sox.
All right. Yeah, go Sox is right. 6:07 with our pregame show today. Red Sox, Blue Jays. It's 4:50. That was Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com.